Anyway, I'll start. Welcome to this call. My name is Lisa Fu, and I'm one of the co-chairs and one of the CCTLD members of the CWG. We have the agenda you see in front of you, and we're going to have a short brief status on the work of the CWG. We'll give you a brief overview of the comments we've received to the proposal to date. And finally, we will ask for your advice on the way forward. And then we have any other business. So I guess if anyone wants to add anything, you can do it under five. So I will move on. Hello?
Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. We can hear you.
Hi.
Yeah. So, and you're not in the Adobe room?
Conference calls. I'm sorry, I've lost count of conference calls, so I'm trying to figure out the one we have now, please.
Yes. What are you asking? What number of conference calls, or because
is this ICG, CWG, or...
This is a CCTLD. This is a CCTLD call for
right.
everyone, and it's to give an update
right.
on the CWG.
Okay.
Okay.
And we are on Adobe as well, right?
And we're sorry, I couldn't hear the last.
Yes, Mary. This is Bart. We're in Adobe as well.
Oh, Bart. Yes. Okay, Adobe as well. Easy. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Mary, I can
Thank
forward you,
you
the details.
Yes. And has anyone called Annabeth Lang? She asked to be called on the number.
Yes, I'm dealing with that.
Okay, thank you. Good. Okay, I'll give a brief update on the CWG and feel free to ask questions if you have any. Because during the holiday season, there's been a lot of work done by the CWG participants. We've had a public consultation between the 1st of December and the 22nd of December regarding the proposal from the CWG. And all the comments has been gathered in a document by staff, and furthermore, there's been done statistical work regarding the comments. Some of these will be presented by Bernie later on this call. Furthermore, the co-chairs and the coordinators of the CWG have chosen to gather the different suggestions to the proposal in order to get response from the CWG as a group. And this is not to perceive consensus on the issues. We've gathered the suggestions from the proposals, and these have been put into two surveys. And this is not in order to perceive a consensus on the different issues, but this is to get a direction from the group. So at this moment, as we speak, there are two surveys. And the first survey is regarding the MRT and the CSC. And that's asking the CWG members and participants of their opinion on the different suggestions that's been in the comments that that we've received during the public consultation. This survey will have a deadline tonight. And then we have a second survey that's just been sent out, and that's concerning the Contract Co. and the Independent Appeals Panel. And this survey have a deadline tomorrow at 1700 UTC. These as I said, this will only give directions on how the group thinks on the suggestions, and that's going to be used for the upcoming very intense work weekend where the coordinators and the co-chairs is gathered in Washington, and we will try and coordinate the work and have a lot of working group meetings on a phone with all the participants in the CWG. So we really hope during this weekend that we can reach a lot of or we can have a lot of work done. And we know that there is a tight time frame, and there is an upcoming deadline on the 19th of January, but and this will be addressed, but we need to have this weekend of very intensive work before we conclude anything regarding the time. So this was a brief update. Is there any questions? I can make a short comment that there's been a lot of concern about the methodology regarding the two surveys. But I must say it's not to, as I said before, it's not in order to reach consensus. It's not to give any legitimacy to a consensus decision. It's more to try and find a direction and try and then discuss this during the many meetings we have during this this upcoming weekend. And so, is there any? I don't see any questions at the moment. So, if we don't have any, we can continue on till the review of public comment with focus on comment from CCTLD community. And I have here Bernie, who will go through some statistics, but I think Alan, or we have Stefan asking a question. Yes, Stefan?
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Just considering whether other people can participate in the survey or not, so it's good to have a clearance on that, please.
The clearance is that it's only the CWG participants, so it's the members and the participants, everyone who is on that list. It's not an open survey. It was in order to take the temperature of the working group, not because it's not like a new round of public comments. Does that make it clear, or Stefan?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted it to be expressed so people
fine.
Know. Yeah.
Yes, that's good. Thank you. Okay, we have Alan McGivory, who will try and give a short or a brief walkthrough the comments from the CCTLDs. Alan, are you ready? And Stefan, remember to lower your hand, please.
Yes, I hope everyone can hear me. Good morning. It's Alan McGivory for the record. Some of you may recall that when we had a chat before Christmas, I undertook to do a bit of a, I'll call it a synthesis of the submissions from the CCTLD community. Let me mute my mic here. Thank you. And there we go. So I did that. I can't really show it because I didn't really summarize it as much as I prepared a grid, I would say, of the 13 submissions from the 13 individual CCTLDs, as well as those from Center and LAC-TLD. So, but Bart, maybe you could send out the piece I did to the community after we're finished today, but really all I did was to try and take the main elements of the proposal, that is to say the independent appeal process, contract code, the multi-stakeholder review, I forget what the T stands for, team, I guess. There is an issue on the composition of the MRT, the CSC, that is to say the Customer Stakeholder Committee, and I've put in three other columns for the alternative proposals. There's an issue of fees as funding, and then I have a column for other. And like fees, for example, I think is an issue in our community, and I was pleased to see a number of submissions reference this and the difficulty that it poses for us. So I'm not going to try and summarize what everyone said, but I'll make some kind of observations or kind of issues I think come out of these submissions, kind of meta messages maybe be the way to put it. I think it goes without saying there were a wide range of views coming out of this, and I don't think there is a particular consensus around either the proposal that came out of Frankfurt or out of any other alternative proposals. So I think that is, I think, is the clearest message. And really the support for the proposal from the CWG was, I guess, was quite limited. There was a lot of comment on the fact that the CWD proposal is complex and that it perhaps doesn't have enough detail to allow a fuller analysis of it. And there was concern from a number of CCTLDs that there had not been any work or analysis of alternative proposals, some of which were proposed from our community, and which I'm going to use the short-form term internal to ICANN option. There's a variety of these, but that's just my short form for it. There were a number of comments about the linkage of the IANA transition process to the concurrent accountability process, and how both, on the one hand, there's a need to preserve that linkage because there is, in fact, a measure of integration between the two. And there were some larger issues about the overall timing challenge, both on the time to respond to the proposal. It was a very short turnaround before Christmas. I think it was 21 days. And also generally just how aggressive the timeline is to reach a decision, as the current proposal would require the SOAC communities to receive their proposal by January 15th, that is to say in about a week, and to reach a decision by the 31st of January. As I already mentioned, there were 13 written submissions from CCs as well as those from Sender and LACTLD. When we remember that there's in the order of 248 CCs out there now, of which about 100 or 152 are CCNSO members, it's at least a source of concern to me that perhaps we're not getting enough engagement from the community about what is going on. So I'll just kind of leave that for further discussion. Just a few specific comments that I pick out. There wasn't that much support for contract co as such, even though the notion of separability, and these two are kind of related, there was a little bit more support for separability. The IAP, I think, attracted the most comments from our community, and I think there is quite a divergence there, both on what should be subject to the IAP, with I think a number of people saying that perhaps it should be focused only on whether due process was followed, and with a number of CC suggesting that the principle of subsidiarity, that is the fact that local laws should have a primacy in our community. There is the issue of whether the MRT and the CSC could be open to control by non-registries. Like, for example, some were uncomfortable about the possibility of the GAC or ALAC, perhaps, depending on the structure, having the ability to overrule or override registries in those communities. And finally, as I already mentioned, there was the issue of fees generally and also the possibility of non-voluntary fees. So I'm going to stop there, and if you have any questions, I would really suggest that you read the submissions themselves. They're actually not that long, so they're on the website for the CWG, and as I said, I'll ask Bart to send out just this little three-page grid that I did that is actually behind this summary. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Is there any questions to Alan at the moment? No, doesn't seem like it. I think we should head on to Bernie then. Bernie, are you ready to show and present some statistics for us?
Yes, ma'am. I've just been told I have to upload them myself. Okay.
Yes. I have a question coming up while you're uploading. Peter? Van Rosta from Center? Your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. Hi, everyone. Nice wishes. I had a question for Alan. Alan, is there in the, and apologies if I missed it in your overview, but in the submissions, is there a common ground on the possibility that IANA customers are overruled by non-customers when it comes to making the most relevant decision of all, that is the reassignment of the IANA functions to another entity?
Good job.
No. Okay. Thanks. And there is no common ground because there is disagreement, or you couldn't find reference in all the positions to that particular topic?
Alan, will you go ahead and answer?
I really want to avoid trying to say that there was common ground in this or that, because that gets quite subjective, and I'm trying to stay away from those. I was just trying to point out some of the issues. It's kind of like highlights or key issues. So I didn't really approach the task from that point of view. So I'm sorry, Peter, if I'm not answering your question directly.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And actually, Alan, thank you for the work. It's very helpful, I think. I have
I noticed since I had the floor, let me try and answer Byron's question in the chat, which is asking me if I can comment on the issue of separability versus contract co. The CWG proposal would in effect institutionalize separability at the outset by having the contract assigned by contract co. A number of the proposals, and for example, the AUDA proposal acknowledged that separability may be necessary at some point if the situation came to that. But in their approach, and Chris, please correct me, there would be no contract co. So that is really the distinction I'm making. Some see, well, maybe in the future we may have to separate the IANA function away from ICANN, but we do not support contract co and doing this at the outset. So, Byron, I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Alan. And I have Paul Kane next. Paul?
Thank you, Lisa. I'm assuming, can you hear me okay?
Yes, very loud and clear.
Good, perfect. I'm very sorry because this machine is somewhat temperamental. So thank you, Alan, for the survey. My comments relate really to high-level aspects. There are such a small number of CCTLDs that participated in the survey. I question the relevancy of the comments that have been expressed, bearing in mind the CC community did a similar survey about a month earlier, comprising of over 100 CCs, which did indicate a desire to try and sustain the status quo as much as possible, but recognized a strong need for there to be separability as part of the transition process. Speaking personally, I think the IANA have done a good job. The IANA staff who are employed by ICANN have done a good job to date, and one would want to try and ensure stable, continuous operation. But I think having separability built in from the start is a prudent thing. Whether it's used or not is a different matter. And I think the underlying question that has not been answered, which was asked in Frankfurt, was to seek some legal opinion as to if there was a separate company, so contract co-created, would that company be subject or run the risk of being subject to significant litigation that makes creating a separate company a non-starter. So I think there needs to be some exploratory work done before Contract Co. as a concept is removed based on learned facts rather than emotions. Certainly from a CC perspective, there was a significant voice that wanted a separate company. I am yet to be convinced that a separate company is a realistic proposition, and certainly don't want to do anything to undermine the status quo. So there are some key elements that, in my opinion, still have to be addressed, and I'm afraid to say I don't think the CC submissions, as Alan highlighted, do not strongly convey one view or another, but the CC community survey that was conducted 1 month earlier, which did lead to a lightweight proposal coming out that we agreed with in Frankfurt, was viewed significantly more favorably. So I wouldn't read that much into the most recent CWG survey. It lacks legitimacy.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Well, while you look at the numbers, there are quite a few, or there are two regional organizations included, and I think they represent more than just one each. So it's not as black and white, but I agree it's not a very huge number of comments from the CCs. Chris Despain, you're next.
Thanks, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Look, yes. Just very quickly, I appreciate what Paul just said. I just wanted to draw one distinction, which is that there is a difference between the CCTLD server talked in general broad brush terms and the very specific proposal of the CWG. So I don't think you can say really, you know, well, lots of CCs were in favor of separability. Sorry, you can say that, but as a principle, whereas I think the responses to the CWG proposal are best summed up the way that Alan has. But I want to echo what Alan said as well, that the lack of input, or rather the number of CCs who don't seem to be engaging, is actually very concerning, and I think we need to find a way of corralling people together and discussing this in much more detail. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Any other questions, comments to Alan at this moment? I see Peter van Rossi, your hand is up. And Chris, if you're done, please lower your hand.
Thank you, Lisa.
Just to put some stats to those comments on representation of CCTLDs, speaking of our center, the European region, I think from the beginning of the process, we had around 30 participants out of our 52 members. That is a lot compared to other work we do. But given the importance of the issue, one can indeed question whether we should not have reached closer to 90 or 100% of contributions from our membership. Frankly, in my experience, that is not a realistic expectation. Quite a lot of members strongly rely on Centre, and I'm sure on some of the other regional organizations as well, to summarize the information for them, to make to write draft comments and to file them on their behalf. Being assured that those regional organizations are going to take the interest of those CCs in mind. If we look at the specific comments to the draft Centre position that we send in, that is based on contributions from, and I've sent the numbers to Alan recently, right, roughly 20 people, representing 25 CCTLDs. As such, for one specific Centre contribution, that is quite a lot. And at other times, for instance, responding to the NDIA's comments, we probably got 5 or 6 active participants, not 20. So yes, it's not very good, but it's better than what we normally see.
Thank you, Peter. I have Byron next. Byron?
Thanks, Liz. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to pick up on maybe what we're feeling here, which is a dissonance between the notion of there seem to be general support for the notion of separability and general concern for the notion of a contract co. And yet, there is a significant relationship between those two elements. And as I put in my submission, actually, you know, the notion of a contract co to achieve separability has some attraction to me, but I don't think we're anywhere near understanding what the implications would be that could make me wholly supportive at this point. And that's probably picking up a little bit on Paul Kane's point. And what I would suggest for the CWG at this point is, in order for us to actually come to any conclusion on what the path of separability is that we're willing to actually get behind and support. Now, there's a fundamental assumption there that we do want some form of separability, but making that assumption, how are we going to come to any kind of conclusion on what that looks like, contract co or otherwise? And I would suggest that the CWG needs to, at this point, get some expert legal opinion to answer some of the questions that are out there, like the ones that Paul has just asked, and others, as well as looking at some of the issues around separability that could be solved by other methods, like a purely inside ICANN solution. And until we have more expert independent legal opinion on some of these questions, it's really going to be difficult for us to solve this issue of dissonance between wanting separability and not yet being comfortable with a contract co or any other particular solution. So I would just make that as a suggestion for the CWG that it may be time to actually secure independent expert legal advice on this very question and the permutations that separability might take for us. Thanks.
Thank you, Byron. And I have noted that we will have that as a suggestion. And I see Chris, you're next in line. Chris Despain.
Thank you, Lisa. I just wanted to thank you. I just want to pick up on what Byron said, and with my lawyer's hat firmly placed on my head. Yes, it's important to get legal advice, and part of the issue is going to be that to get good legal advice that makes sense, more detail than is currently on the table will probably need to be provided. So just to take an example, you know, you could talk about the concept of having a separate company holding the contract. That in itself is not an issue. But, you know, if you go to a lawyer and say, what jurisdiction should we be in, you'll get different advice from if you go to a lawyer and say, we'd like to set this up in X jurisdiction, or can you give us, you know, or here's a choice of jurisdictions. So I think that if we're going to go and get legal advice, more clarity needs to be built around the proposal in order to make sure that that advice is actually helpful. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. And I guess you're right about the more specific you get, the easier it is to get actual legal advice. But it has been one of the action points that the CWG actually haven't really fulfilled. So we need to find out a way to solve this, I think. I have Eric next. Eric?
Thanks. Well, I only want to follow the idea of Byron to request a legal expert's advice, but I want to add the necessity to focus more in the political side. Some of the CCTLDs have a different kind of relation with their own government, so the relation in the contract with Guyana to protect their activities in their own countries are more interesting for them than the legal status or something similar. In some part of the world, it's not the same the necessity to have an independence or a separate organization, functionality or reality of that separation. In special in Latin America, after two web seminars with the CCTLDs, it's not clear the only way could be a complete separation, could be the possibility of having a separation in the future, but not necessary in this moment, and have the protection of ICANN, especially when the relation with the government are not so clear and the CCTLDs are not inside the government. So we need to have a legal advice, but also we need to have clear that the political situation of the CCTLDs could be more complex and could be affect more the contract than the legal exactly aspects. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. I see no more waiting to talk or ask questions. So I think we will go over to you, Bernie, now.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Welcome, everyone. Bit of background on how we got to these numbers. Basically, the survey analysis group, which was composed of various sub-chair leaders and some staff people, looked at creating some questions which could allow us to have a look at what the responses were in a numerical basis, and basically we ended up with these questions here. Is the proposal too complex? Do you not want contract co? Is there not enough detail? Is there not enough time? Is IANA performance satisfactory? Is transition of IANA at the start of the transition a good thing? Desirable? Is there a need for stronger separation? Do we want the new accountability measures in place before transition? Is an external organization needed for that separability? Is there a need for CSC? Is there a need for multi-stakeholder in CSC? Do we want a multi-stakeholder MRT, presuming that we require an MRT as a fact? Is the MRT required for major issues? Is there a requirement for binding appeals mechanism? Is the NTIA authorization role need to be replaced, and is there an alternate proposal? So this is how we constructed the questions for us to go through all the proposals and basically give a weight of yes, no, yes with reservations or no comments. Once we finished doing all of that, we plowed all of this into a big spreadsheet and counted things out. The way we counted things out is that we eliminated those with no comments and then took a weight of yes and yes with reservations versus the no's, and then we assigned a weight to those because obviously if there's only one person that answered a question with yes or no, that's going to give 100% weight, but is obviously not representative. So that's the background. The sheet you have in front of you is all responses together. The target weight that was assigned to this based on the results was 48%, meaning if you're 48 or above, we're probably doing okay. It's representative of the answer being a good representation of answers. If it's below that, it starts being iffy. All right, so if we run through this quickly, too complex, 89%, the 58% weight, that's pretty good. No contract co, 57% basically wanted a contract co, and that's got a weight of 63. Not enough detail, 100%, not much of a surprise there. Not enough time, 100%. IANA performance satisfactory, 91% with a 48% weight. So a good solid agreement that IANA is doing a good job. Transition IANA at start, a solid 92% no with a 50% weight. Again, very good. Stronger separation, 89% plus 11%. Basically gives us 100%. However, in this case, you'll note that we've only got a 19% weight, and that's pretty far from the 48% that we're looking for. Accountability in place before transition, 100% yes, and a 48% weight, so that's fine. External organization needed. Looking back on this after the fact, it ends up being pretty close to asking if we need a contract co. And the results are somewhat similar if you look at the 57% saying we do need a contract co and the 64% here with a 58% weight. So fairly similar. CSC, 90% for with 65% weight, so very solid. MS, meaning multi-stakeholder in the CSC, we've only got 37% for and 63% against, and basically 56% weight. So the answers are valid, but we're saying that, and you'll see in the next part of the table, that major consensus is 75%. So we're saying that that didn't quite make it, which is why it's not yellow. MRT for major issues, we've got 61% for at a 48% weight. Binding IAP, 78% for. NTIA authorization role replaced, we've got 64% for, very low weight, 29%. I think in part it's because respondents didn't really understand the question or need to replace it. I see your hand, Chris. If it's a new hand, I'll get to it in a minute. And alternate proposals, 52%. So the next part of the table is simply a summary of the major agreement parts and what the answer was for. So 89% yes, 100% yes, et cetera. So there were quite a few parts, the parts that are important. I think for me is that too complex, 89%, and not enough detail, 100%. IANA performance satisfactory, 91%. transition, IANA, start against it, 92%. Stronger separation, but didn't have quite enough weight. Accountability in place before the transition, 100%, CSC 90%, and binding IEP 78%. All right, Chris.
Sorry, Bernie, you may have covered this, but it's just one question. The responses to, these are the comments that people put in, right, to the proposal. These are just dealt with on a one-to-one basis, so a response from Centre, for example, counts for the same as a response from me personally?
Correct. There was no weighing by groups.
Okay. And I see Alan's posted a note to say that you've also done some numbers just for CCTLDs.
We've done numbers for CCTLDs, and we've done numbers for groups. So yes, we have both of those, and
what about
if we've got a few?
Have you done numbers for customers? In other words, for the cross registries, G's and C's.
We haven't done that one. What we've done is people inside ICANN versus people not inside ICANN. But we could combine the registries. There's one of these sheets, and possibly that's a good introduction. If you'll give me a second, I'll pull it up. All right, I'm back, and this is the sheet I was talking about. So what we've done in this one is we've compared CC answers, and just to be clear ahead of time, we have not allocated more weight for regional organizations or individual CC replies, and we've compared that with how we classified the GNSO RSIG, which is the registry operator's reply, and they only made one, to how the summary of the CCs looked. So basically, the RSIG proposal thought the areas of agreement are essentially here. If you look at the last bar, the status, if it's green, it basically means, regardless of the weight, that we're in agreement. The only place that where the CCs didn't have a major agreement and there is a disagreement with the Gs is MRT on major issues, and I question if that's significant. The conclusion below, unfortunately, some of the text is truncated. On the major issues where CCs have major agreement, we're in general agreement with the RSIG proposal. The two areas where we do not, where there's not agreement and our views seem to be slightly reversed is with respect to contract co. The CC results for these two points have them at 63% against contract co and 60% against continuing the authorization function. And the numbers are essentially reversed versus what's in the general survey. And the RSIG proposal is actually proposing to continue with the NTIA authorization function. But as I said earlier, I'm not really sure a lot of people understand what continuing with the NTIA authorization function means. As far as contract co, the RYSG response began with about a page worth saying that they would be really interested in an ICANN internal solution if the accountability mechanisms were there, and then went on to discuss the contract co-option that was presented for comment by the CWG. I'm going to pause it here for a second, see if there are any other questions.
I don't have a question, but I see, Chris, you have a comment in the chat that I'd like you to elaborate on, because you say, so it's clear that we don't have consensus on any of this at this stage. You think we don't have consensus
Sorry? That's me using shorthand, so I apologize. What I mean is I think that across the groups, there's consensus at a high level on stuff like there's not enough detail and not enough time and that the plan is too complex. But when you start to get down to the nitty-gritty, there are significant crossover points. I'm not seeking to draw any conclusions from it because I think it's way too early at this stage. I just think it's indicative of the fact that there is a bucket load more work to be done, that's all.
And I tend to agree with you on that, and that's actually, well, I think the survey that has been out there now is actually trying to sort out is what of the details, which one of them can we possibly work with, and which ones are no-goes. And actually, we also thought that a lot of the proposals that were sent in the comments were very good and constructive. So this is a way to find a direction on our way to build a consensus. But the survey itself is not going to be any hard evidence of any consensus. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting your Bernie. So, any questions from Bernie at this point?
You know, I'm not arguing with Chris. Actually, I think there's some general agreement. What we see, or at least the way I interpret it, what we see is there's agreement on a couple of high-level points, like an MRT. We need a body to sort of handle what the NTIA was doing overall for contract management. And we need a CSC-type body to handle, if you will, more day-to-day performance monitoring of how the IANA is doing activities. We need a binding appeals mechanism for certain types of IANA decisions, and how those apply to CCTLDs, we all have to figure out. And there is some support for, fairly clear support for some separability issues. How we create that, I think, is still the nub of the problem and the point of major discussion. Chris.
Chris, you're on mute, or
can you hear me?
Now we can, thank you.
I'm guessing you can hear me. So, Bernie, I just want to take up one point with you. I agree, but I think one of the things you've just said is indicative of the problem. You said there is strong support for the MRT to have issues, and there is strong support for the CSC. But I wouldn't say that's true. What I would say is there is strong support for there being something that handles the major issues. You could equally argue that you know, in some people's comments they've said, well, the MRT and the CSC could be the same. So I think it's really important that we don't start embedding particular parts of the proposal into a future plan simply because there's support for the role that they would perform. For example, I completely acknowledge there needs to be something that deals with the major issues. but I have major issues myself with what is currently constructed in the proposal as the MRT. So how do I vote that in responding to the survey? So I think we just need to be very, very careful about the conclusions that we draw.
I was trying to make that point exactly, Chris, but I failed to make it as well as you. I'm not saying that it has to be the MRT. I said an MRT-like thing to handle issues, but we can argue about the very fine details at the overall level. I'm not arguing with what you're saying. All right. I will go through one final sheet quickly. Where we split up the data by inside or outside of the ICANN tent in a very general way. What was interesting to me is that there was on the really key issues, and you can have a look at just the evaluation, the green bars at the end. If you don't consider the weights, there was a few areas of agreement between in and out of ICANN. But if you look at the not-in weight, most of them are in pink, meaning that there was just no correlation for those not in ICANN. Was a bit of a scattershot issue. If you look at those in ICANN, it was much more stable, and that to me is really the point. There seems to be, without going into points as Chris made a few minutes ago, without presuming that these results mean something very specific, what is encouraging for me in this is that if you look at those inside ICANN, there seems to be much more convergence of views, and encouraged that could mean something positive for our efforts. That's about it for me. I think we've talked about it in general terms relative to what it can actually mean. I'll be glad to take a few more questions if there are any. If not, back over to the chair.
Make a short pause to see if there's any questions. Any questions for Bernie? Doesn't look like it. Well, the next is, I see one from Peter van Roste. I just didn't hesitate long enough. Peter?
I think it's fair to say that I was not quick enough. Bernie, one question. You concluded that is hopeful. I can't remember the exact wording, but you were hopeful that this would that we were on the right way, or that this could come to a positive conclusion. I might have missed a part of the logic in there, but from my understanding, this could actually mean that those that are not involved in ICANN, but who obviously have an equally strong voice in this debate, have not properly caught on to the discussions and will be much harder to convince of the way forward.
I think you're reading way too much in my statement. I think I was simply trying to say that, to expand a bit, that those in ICANN who seem to be following this more seem to be able to coalesce around general positions versus those that were not. And by that, I'm not... we should be clear here in how we've cataloged people. I included basically all CCTLDs and CCTLD organizations as being sort of associated with ICANN in one way or another, without necessarily being formal members of any structure. So if you look at the detailed spreadsheet, which has now been made public, we actually list in detail who was counted how, and that may give you an idea. So I hope that helps to answer what I was trying to say there.
That clarifies indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernie. Any other questions? Okay, doesn't seem like it. Next item is the going forward, and this is here we as CWG members would like some advice from the CCTLD community on how we should go forward in the upcoming weekend and actually in the next couple of weeks, because we have, of course, a very intensive work weekend coming up, but we also have the next week of a lot of work that needs to be done. And some of the advice I already gathered was that we need to seek legal advice, but we need to have a more firm proposal on this. And actually, this will give us some trouble with the timing. So I'm not sure that we can conclude finally on this, but I hear the wish for legal advice, and I also hear the wish for more time and more details. But anyway, we would really like your advice on how do you see it, and also regarding how much consensus do we need in order to proceed on this. Thank you. Any remarks on this? Advice, comments, questions, please. There's some typing. Alan, your hand is up. Alan?
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. It's Alan McGilvish for the record. I think just flowing from the discussion, I think we need more analysis, including legal analysis of what I'm going to call the Frankfurt option, because I think I'd like to try and disassociate it with the CWG for the moment. I also want to say that I am a supporter of that option, but at the same time I recognize that there are other options that just have not been examined in detail. And I think that we have to have a discussion about having other options, and I'm going to call it the internal to ICANN option. I think it needs to be examined in the same level of detail as the Frankfurt option, so that the community can make an informed choice between one or the other. Or maybe there's a third or a fourth, but what I'm saying is I don't see how the community can take a decision without having sufficient analysis of other alternatives, because it's been my experience that every option, when you have to make choices, has problems with it. So sometimes we defer to the one that hasn't been analyzed in the hope that it is better, and it's only when you have done the analysis on all of them and you can weigh the pros and cons of each that you can make an informed choice. So that's one issue. I think we also have to, and this is a separate point, we have to start thinking about how much detail do we as a community require before we can approve any option, because the process as it's laid out now would give, to take the example of the CCNSO, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do thumbs up or thumbs down on the proposal. In other words, there's no opportunity to come back and say, okay, well, that changed, we changed our mind. So I think we have to have a discussion on that aspect as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, see Chris Despain, you're next.
Thanks, Lisa, and I agree with Alan. I think what he said is correct. I'm not sure that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We have a precedent in when we set up the CCNSO, we drafted a bylaw which still exists in the ICANN bylaws that effectively gives us a level of control within ICANN. So there is a precedent for a community or an SO within ICANN, you know, having control. So simply put, if after having gone through a series of processes, ICANN through the board or the staff refuses to accept a policy recommendation from the CCNSO, there is a bylaw that says that they can't do anything else. They have to maintain the status quo and keep talking to us. I think that that indicates that it is possible to create mechanisms within the ICANN bylaws that put control of the situation in the hands of the relevant parties, which in this case would be the CCs and the Gs. I think it's important we get over this thing about it's either internal to ICANN or it's separate. One way forward is to have a mechanism that allows for it to be separated in certain events. And it seems to me that from a point of view of providing stability and resilience and security, etc., having a firm understanding that ICANN is the organization that runs IANA, unless the following things happen, in which case there is a mechanism for dealing with it, seems to me that that's a much more stable approach than creating a series of new organizations that we have no clue will look like. We don't know how they're going to be accountable. We don't understand how we would be able to check and balance them if they went off the rails. That seems to me to be a much more risky approach. And I think if we were to take the conservative view and build ourselves the ability to move it out of ICANN if we needed to, you know, that covers all of our bases. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. I see Byron, you're next.
Hi, I just wanted to pick up on some of the comments that Chris made. So first off, I just want to say I'm not adverse to solutions that are being put on the table, be internal to ICANN or external to ICANN. My mind is not made up yet. I have concerns about both potential paths. But I do think it's important for us to start parsing where there is general agreement and where we're still unclear. And the comment about complex organizations, I think we have to be careful when we make that. Having something like a CSC, I don't think means there's additional complexity to the organization. I think a customer entity of some sort is perfectly reasonable and not necessarily additional complexity, but additional benefit. A CSC isn't complicated. An MRT doesn't necessarily have to be complicated. If it's required at a certain point, then it can be a fairly straightforward exercise. So I just wanted to make that clear, and I see Chris in the notes as, I think, clarifying for me maybe a misinterpretation of what I heard him verbally saying. But I just wanted to reiterate that I think there is some pretty reasonable consensus on some of the elements here, and it's really just the tricky elements around contract co, internal to ICANN, external to ICANN, that we should be putting our primary focus on at this point. And I think everybody's agreed that significant more analysis needs to happen both on the external to ICANN contract co kind of environment, but also internal. Anybody who's ever had to do fundamental bylaw change or revamping will appreciate how tricky and complex that in itself can be, and I'd like some much more detailed guidance and legal opinion on what that would look like within an internal to ICANN solution. Thanks.
Thank you, Byron. Okay. I think it's very helpful to have those exchange of views on the different parts, and I guess the more input we get from you, the better we can try and and deal with it in the CWG. So this is very helpful for me anyway. Any other remarks, questions? To this point? Okay, it doesn't seem like it. Oh, Peter? It seems like every time I want to finish, Peter, you wake up. That's good. You're next, Peter.
Thanks, Lisa. The question I have is one on trying to understand the complex situation and process that we will be facing, since we seem to get disconnected within the industry. I think at the time of the Frankfurt meeting, there seemed to be much more understanding of a common trajectory in what we wanted, at least based on the principles. I wanted to understand what triggers maybe I wouldn't call it change of mind because there wasn't much concrete on the table to form an opinion on. But what is, why, for instance, do we only start now discussing on this type of calls and the need to look into the ICANN internal structure more carefully? Honestly, we could have done that 2 or 3 months ago when it was clear that this was not where the CWG was going. So was there anything in particular that scares people away from the model that was on the table on which the CWG has spent so much time?
Interesting question, Peter. I'm not sure I can answer them all, but actually I think part of the ICANN internal solution has been discussed for a while now, and I think it was also discussed before the comment period started, and for me, it's difficult to answer why the concern about the Frankfurt solution at this stage. But I see Chris has his hand up, and as one of the alternative solution participants, you might, be able to answer.
Thanks, Lisa. Well, two things I think is that. Perhaps three. One is that, so I have my particular issue, and again, I'm speaking personally, my particular issue is that is with a contract co, and moving that function out now. I have no, I have no real issues with the rest of the proposal. At a high level, obviously, the devil is in the detail. But I have a real issue personally with two things. One is the concept of moving it out now, and secondly, even if you did that, the concept that you would then re-tender it every four years is just, to me, I just can't live with that. That's just not acceptable to me. So that's on that side of the coin. On the side of the coin of why there seems to be a huge amount of resistance in some quarters to having what we're calling an internal IANA or inside IANA proposal, the bottom line is that a number of people simply do not believe that they can trust ICANN to do what ICANN is supposed to do. So if some people, even if you say to them, look, you put a bylaw in place, you make sure that that bylaw can't be changed without certain things happening, simply say, and I don't believe the board will do what that bylaw says. There is no way of arguing against that. Other than to simply say, I think you're wrong. The third thing I wanted to say was, that's to ask a question, Lisa. What we haven't covered here in this conversation is the interrelationship with the work of the Accountability Working Group. Is the CWG going to be discussing that in the work it's doing in the next few days? Because it seems to me that once the Accountability Working Group has got up to speed, some of these issues may well be solved by the suggestions that they make. I mean, they may not be, but they might be. So I wanted to put that on the table as well to ask you to consider making sure that there's a close interrelation with the accountability one. Thanks.
Lisa, are you still on the call?
Oh, sorry. I was on mute, and I was speaking, so sorry. but sorry. No, I was actually answering the questions for Chris, from Chris, and I can assure him that and the rest of the group that we will talk about the linkage to the accountability group. What I can't promise is that we have a final view of how we ensure the proposal and the linkage to the accountability group, because that's in the end how we need to find a way to have this made absolutely clear. And that is one of our main focuses, that is that we need to have this connection. And we're having weekly meetings, phone calls with the accountability chairs, Jonathan and I as co-chairs of the CWG. So we try to keep each other in the loop and try and exchange updates and where are we and what do we need from each other between those two groups. And I see Mary is asking if we can have a little brief of what direction the CCWG is going from our reps. We don't really have a direction yet. We have pointed out some issues that we think they should be aware of in their work, and they haven't returned to us with an answer to those issues. So at the moment, we still need some feedback from them, because they actually requested us to point out issues where we would like to have their views, and we still need that answer. I don't know if anyone here is following the accountability group, so they might be more knowledgeable about the actual work within the accountability, but this should only be in relation to the IANA transition, please, if they have any other news than I have, because we can't follow all their meetings, or I can't anyway. Mary? Your hand is up. Mary? Mary, we can't hear you. Yep. Mary, maybe you can write it if you can't get through on audio.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can.
Hello?
Hello,
okay.
Mary.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. In addition to the question I asked on the chat, are we taking any position? Are we making input into the UCWG? And maybe discuss where we think our contributions should be, or what we'll expect from there, because I am sure that we cannot, because of the way we are structured in CC, that we cannot all be on the same page and saying we are taking this position, except we get, you know, have a strong or informed position from the CCWG. So I don't know whether this community is discussing that aspect of the work of the transition or the transition process. So maybe that would also help if what we did in CWG seminars, we do the same as CCWG, to be able to get input from members and even those that are not members of the CCNS. So that's what I want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Very good points regarding the CWG. We are working in order to ensure that we have the linkage, but as I understood you, you would like some webinars regarding the accountability group too. But I think that is up to the accountability group and members to do so. But we, of course, we can have a webinar about the accountability that's very specific to the IANA transition, if that's what you're requesting. Bart, do you have your hand up?
Yes, following this, I think I will convey the request to the co-chairs of the accountability working group. So then it's up to them, and then we'll inform the community accordingly.
Okay, thank you. And I really support the idea of having the webinars because it is very giving to the actual members of the working groups too. So it's a two-way communication. Any other questions or remarks on this? Mary, your hand is still up. Is that an old hand? And Bart, your hand is up too. So. Other on this going forward issue? If not, I will move on to any other business. Is there anything you need to have discussed that's not been on the agenda? Paul?
Thank you very much. My question relates to this weekend, what is happening this weekend. First of all, can I ask more about this weekend? Who is going to be there in person? Who is going to be attending remotely? And what are the hours of operation, please?
The hours of operation? There are, as far as I recall, four meetings during this weekend, and it's going to be, I think, early morning American time and late in the evening. We have to send out those times again. It's been sent out for the group, but regarding who's going to be there, it's going to be the co-chairs and the coordinators and ICANN staff. And among the ICANN staff, Teresa Swinehart will be there too. And we will have the coordinators are Alan is there, Chuck Gomes is there, Robert McGarra, I'm not sure his name. And we will have Greg Shatton, and I will be there, and Jonathan Robinson. And I'm a little uncertain about Shiva. I know Cheryl Langdon Orr from Australia is not going to be there, but so it's going to be work between the calls, and then we have calls with the whole CWG. So I don't know, Bart, if you or Christina are able to get the actual timing of the meeting.
Yes, I'm looking for it. The only thing is it's between, I don't know if the hours are in UTC or local. Let me check.
I just wrote them down in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Stefan. Thank you, that's very helpful.
And Paul, I'll ensure that at least the CCTLD members on the CWG will get the dial-in details again, etc.
Okay. Paul, was that covering your question, or did you need more? Okay, thank you. Any other questions on any other business? Doesn't seem like. Okay, I would like to thank you all for participating, and as I said before, this is very helpful for us as working group members, so we are very glad to have your comments, and feel free also to comment on email or whatever. I think it's very helpful to get input in order to try and find directions on our path to a consensus proposal. And if I should wrap up, I see some issues that are very... of course, we have the issue about two solutions, internal ICANN or contract co. We have an issue about legal external advice. We have also an issue of the timing, and we will certainly be aware of all this and try and focus on this during the work weekend. So thank you very much, and have a nice morning, day, evening, night, wherever you are. And for those who are in the working group or participants, I will talk to you in the weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye.